Masechta Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Beis. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon Hamasker Bais LaChaveirayim Al HaSeicher Lashas LeMezuzah. When a masker rents a house to the Seicher has to put up the mezuzah. We mentioned already in the previous year, it's really Machlekes Rishonim, whether it's Medirais or Medirabbanon. Most Rishonim learned that the Seicher's Chiyuv and mezuzah is only Medirabbanon. Medirais, it has to be Beisecha, it has to be his house. Tosfos Menachos Daf Mem Dal talks about it. The Braisa continues, he shouldn't take the mezuzah and leave with it, he should leave it there. If he's renting from a guy, then he should take it and leave the house with the mezuzah. And then the Braisa brings a story of somebody who actually took the mezuzah with him when he left the house that he rented and was sakana for his family. The Gemara thereby impresses upon us the seriousness of taking off the mezuzah from a house that one put up when he rented it. Now, the question is, why is it usher to take it off? The Rishonim have several approaches in explaining this iser. Then Moki Yosef brings the lashon of the Ritva, La'yitlenu, he shouldn't take off the mezuzah, stomach tani. It says, in any case, even if the seicher is moving out, is going to another place, he needs the mezuzah for his new house, nevertheless, he should not take it off, he should leave it for the next seicher. Even though one can take off tzitzis from one beggar to the other, nevertheless, here it's different. Since the shechina is resting in this house, the mezuzah is a medium to bring the shechina to the house, therefore one should not take it away. However, there's another sheet on the Rishonim. Berkei Yosef brings it in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph, smash like that in the Shiltis, that the reason one may not take the mezuzah down when he leaves because he's being mired the kedusha of the mezuzah. He's taking away from the kedusha of the mezuzah. The mezuzah was there on the wall being kind of the mitzvah and doing whatever the mezuzah is supposed to do. It has the kedusha of a cheftza of a mitzvah mezuzah. When he takes it down, he is lowering its status. Now it's not in the same level of kedusha. Therefore, the Berkei Yosef actually paskens that in a case where somebody is leaving his rented house and he's moving to another house that he's renting, and he will not be able to find another mezuzah for his new house, according to these Rishonim, according to the Shiltis that holds, the Isser is because of Herodas Kedusha, he's taking away from the Kedusha of the mezuzah, if he's going to put it immediately onto the new house that he's moving into, so he's not taking away from the Kedusha. It's going to retain its status, its level of Kedusha, by being a mezuzah that he's being yaitzah to the mitzvah with. Therefore, he may take it down, Meshas Tzadik, and rely on this Mahalach and the Rishonim. Now, really, Tosfos over here on Kuf Aleph and Mud Beis, it just was placed over there, even though it's an Ar Gemara and Kuf Beis, and Aleph. Tosfos asks Akasha, why shouldn't he take off the mezuzah? Ay, matirin mi beged lebeged, that's how we hold. That one can take off tzitzis and put it onto a different beged. Why is mezuzah different? Now, you see, parenthetically, in Tosfos Akasha, Tosfos learned like the Shiltis. And Rav Haigoin, who understand that the Isser of taking off the mezuzah is because Herodas HaKedusha. Asks Taisus, if it's because of Herodas HaKedusha, we see that by tzitzis we don't make such a cheshbon. We allow one to take tzitzis from one beggar to another. Why is mezuzah different? So Taisus answers, the reason that it's also taking off mezuzah is an entirely different rationale. Taisus explains, because if you take off the mezuzah, mazikin boin bebayis, shade them enter the house, because there's no mezuzah, there's no shmir on the house. So therefore, when he takes it off, when the seicher removes the mezuzah when he leaves, he's actually causing a hezek to come onto the people that are moving into the house. So that's already a third reason why one may not take off the mezuzahs. We saw first because of siluk hashchina. The mezuzah brings about shchina, and by removing the mezuzah, it takes away the shchina, kviyochel, whatever that means. The second mahalach is hayrodas hakedusha. He's mitigating the kedusha of the mezuzah by not being carrying the mitzvah with it anymore. Therefore, in a case where he actually will put it back up on a different house immediately, there is no lowering the level of kedusha, and therefore it's mutter. And now we have the third mahalach in Taisus, because he brings about a sakana onto the new seicher by removing the mezuzahs. Now, actually, the Eshkol uses this svara to explain why it's a sakana for the seicher's family to take off the mezuzah, because it's midah keneged midah. Just like he wasn't concerned about the sakana for the second seicher's family, therefore, The einish amida keneged mida is that it's a sakana for the Seicher's family, the one who takes off the mezuzah. And it's interesting to note that although the Eshkol says it's mida keneged mida because it's sakana, because he wasn't concerned about the sakana of the second Seicher, nevertheless, the Eshkol himself brings Shitas of Haigoin, who says explicitly that if the first Seicher needs the mezuzah for his new house, he may take off the mezuzahs and put it on his new house. Aye. There's still a sakana for the second Seicher. So you have to say it's Chayecha Kaidman. The first Seicher definitely has a right to protect himself over the needs of the second Seicher. Therefore, if he needs the mezuzah to protect himself, he may take off the mezuzah and put it in his new house, and there's no sakana for his family as he didn't do anything wrong. He's allowed to be concerned for his Shmirah, which takes precedence over the Shmirah of the second Seicher. Now, in the Chidushim that are miyuchas to the Ritva, a different Chidushim Baba Metzia, some are called Chidushi Ritva, some are miyuchas to the Ritva. It's not perfectly clear which is the Ritva's Chidushim Baba Metzia. This other Sefer, miyuchas to the Ritva, writes that the reason one may not take off the mezuzah is because why should he take off the mezuzah if his friend needs it to do the mitzvah with? Just like if somebody's selling a beged and he has sittes on it, he shouldn't take it off unless he needs it for his own beged. But otherwise, if he does need it, why should he refrain his friend? Why should he refrain the lekeach or the new seicher from being carrying the mitzvah with that mezuzah? And therefore, if he needs it for himself, of course he's allowed to take it. That's a fourth reason to why the Gemara says one shouldn't take off the mezuzah when he leaves the house. And there's a nafkamina between these taimim. When the first seicher has to leave the mezuzah, he turns around and says, okay, I know I have to leave the mezuzah, that's the din, but I spent a lot of money on these mezuzahs. Each mezuzah cost me $100. I want to be reimbursed. Why should I give a present to the next Seicher? So the Shita brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yainasan, B'Shem the Shiltis, and from the Sefer Aruch HaChaim and others, that the Balabais has to pay the value of the mezuzah to the Seicher. Seicher has to leave it, but the Balabais, Lamaisa, is gaining in his house a new mezuzah. His house is worth more now. It has something of value. Therefore, he has to reimburse the Seicher who leaves the mezuzah there. The Ramon Simon's Reish Tzadik Aleph writes, B'Shem Rabbeinu Munayach, that if the first Seicher is makbid, he spent money on those mezuzahs that he has to leave there, then the second Seicher has to pay for the mezuzahs. Not the Balabais, rather the second Seicher. Now, also noteworthy, the lashon of the Rama is that he has to pay. It's mashma that if he doesn't pay, still the seicher cannot take the mezuzahs. He has to leave it there. There's halacha tzarich l'shalim. The first seicher can ask the second seicher, reimburse me for the mezuzahs. But even if the second seicher says, listen, I'm not paying for it, you want to take it, gezun to hate, the seicher can't take those mezuzahs. He has to leave it there. And there's nothing he can do. The second seicher should pay the first seicher. If he doesn't, though, the first Seicher's hands are tied. However, the Ritva Miuchasim and the Eshkol write clearly that if the second Seicher does not reimburse the first Seicher for the mezuzahs, the first Seicher may take the mezuzahs. He doesn't have to leave it there. In Rebbeinu Menayach, it's clear that he holds that if the second Seicher doesn't want to reimburse the first Seicher has no recourse. He has to leave it there. The Eshkol and the Michasim and the Ritva hold that he can take it away. He tells the second Seicher, I have to leave it here, but that's only if you pay me. If you don't pay me, I'm going to take it. What's the machlokes l'chayra? If the Isser to take off the mezuzahs is like Tosis's time, that it's a sakana, he's bringing about mezikin into the house by taking away the mezuzah, if that's as far as so, it's very understandable why the first Seicher can say, if you pay me, good, and if not, I'm taking the mezuzahs away. If you don't care about your sakana, there's no chiv on me to be concerned about your sakana. I don't have to be more worried about your safety than yourself. And therefore, we understand the Ritva and the Eshkol that hold that the first Seicher can take it off if he's not going to be reimbursed. However, if the Svara is like the Ritva that the Muki Yosef brings down, because of Sila Kashchina, or because of Reb Haigoin, Reb Haigoin, that's because of Herodas Kedushas HaMezuzah, he's lowering the level of Kedusha of the Mezuzah. In such a case, The first Seichar is not leaving there because of the second Seichar. The first Seichar is leaving there because it's also for him to be Goyim Seil Kashchina, or it's also for him to bring about Hayradas Kedushas HaMezuzah. Therefore, the second Seichar could say, I'm not paying you. If you want to take it, goes on to hate. And nevertheless, the first Seichar won't be able to take it because he's not to do the Isser of Hayradas Kedusha or of Seil Kashchina. Now, Katchila, of course, the second Seichar should pay because he's Nana. He's Lemaisa having benefit by the Seicher leaving the mezuzahs. Therefore, it's Benayayishir Tzarech L'Shalim. But if he doesn't pay the Seicher Harisha, the first Seicher will not be able to remove the mezuzahs just because he's not being reimbursed for them. Now, the Ritva, the regular Chedushi Ritva, that says the reason is because of Silek Shechina, actually writes, V'efshar Shetzarech L'Shalim. The Ritva is not conclusive whether he holds that the second Seicher has to reimburse the first Seicher. And L'chayr, it's totally an understanding what the Ritva wrote earlier, that it's also take off mezuzahs because it's goyim seil l'shchina. If it's stam and isra on the first Seicher to be goyim l'shchina to leave a certain house, so then the second Seicher says, it's your isra, it has nothing to do with me, and therefore I don't have to reimburse you, and you still can't take away the mezuzah because you're not through the isra of being goyim seil l'shchina. However, if the Isser of Siluk Shechina is really because we don't want to take away the Shechina from the house that the second Seicher is going to be in. If it's a schus for the second Seicher, therefore the Ritva holds, it's possible to say that the second Seicher will have to reimburse the first Seicher. Could be the Ritva suffix of whether the second Seicher has to pay the first Seicher is totally in two approaches of explaining the Isser of Siluk Shechina by taking away the mezuzahs. That's as far as the Isser of taking away the mezuzah from a house that's owned by a Jew. However, the Brisa continued by saying that if the house is owned by a guy, a Jew rented from a guy, when the Seicher, the Jew, leaves that house, he removes the mezuzahs that he put up. Now, L'chayr, it's poshut. It's because of Herodas Kedushas HaMezuzah. It's simple. There won't be any Isser when it's a guy's house because there's no Kedusha on the mezuzah if it remains in the possession of a guy. There's no mitzvah of mezuzah, there's no kedusha on the mezuzah in the house of a guy. If it's because of kedusha shechina, also it's not shayach that there should be an isra to misalak the shechina in the house of a guy. If it's a house of a guy, there's no mazikin. So therefore, whatever reason we're going to explain the isra of take off the mezuzah doesn't apply to the house of a guy. However, Rabbi Yonason writes that the reason he takes off the mezuzah is because we don't want the guy to be chas v'shalom noig minig b'zayin with the mezuzah. He'll take it off, he'll ruin it, he'll destroy it, he'll throw it in the garbage. Therefore, one has to take it off. He writes another svara because if a Jewish guest in town notices a mezuzah on the house, he's going to say, oh, this must be a Jew's house, and he's going to ask to be a guest there, and he'll come to sakana, a Jew being in a guy's house, and he doesn't even know that the Baal HaBayis is a guy. Therefore, we have the Jew take off the mezuzah, so a guest in town shouldn't make that mistake. Now, the reason Rabbi Yonason writes these taimim, and he doesn't suffice just with these svaras that we said earlier, is because he reads the lashon of the Braisa, Uminachri Neitla Biyadav Yotze. When he leaves the guy's house, he actually has to remove the mezuzah and leave. It's not that he's allowed to take it off. Rather, the Braisa is telling you there's a chiyuv, there's a din gomer that he has to take off the mezuzah. Why would there be a chiyuv to take it off? True, he doesn't have to leave it. As far as what we originally said, why one may not talk with a mezuzah when he leaves his house, don't apply if it's a house of a guy, but say there's a chiv to take it off, why should that be? Therefore, many instances has svaris either because of sakana, of a Jew will mistakenly think it's a Jew's house, or that the guy shouldn't come to do a minig bizayin with a mezuzah. That's the chiddush of Lashon of the Braisa. Actually, the Eshkol says clearly, Oser l'haniach mezuzah b'beis shel nachri, it's forbidden, not that he doesn't have to take it off, rather it's Isser, and that's how Rabbi Yonason is also learning the Lashon of the Braisa, Neitla Biyadi is Mechuyv to take it off. And that's the Chiddush of the Braisa, because that's the Rapush, it doesn't have to leave it there. The Braisa is being Mechadish, it's Mechuyv to take it off. However, the Shita brings B'Shem the Ritva, that the Chiddush of the Braisa is something else. The Chiddush is that even though the house belongs to a guy, but he generally rents it to a Jew, the guy owns a house in the heart of Borough Park, in the heart of Lakewood, in the heart of Bnei Brak, the only people that rent there for high rents are Jews. We know this house is going to be rented out by a Jew in the near future. The guy's not coming to live here. Nevertheless, Bryce says that if it belongs to a guy, the Jew should remove the mezuzah from the house that he rented. And the Shita writes b'shem the Ramach, clearly, that the halacha is if a Jew rented a house from another Jew, and another Jew is going to come in as a second renter, when this renter leaves, he has to leave the mezuzahs for the second renter, even if the second Jew is not coming in for a little while. However, if the house belongs to a guy, or if the house belongs to a Jew, but a guy is going to be the next renter, in such a case, he should take off the mezuzah. And l'chayr, according to that, we can explain that the chiddush of the braisa, that the Jew should take off the mezuzah, not that it's just mutter to take it off, rather he's mechuyev to take it off. Originally we said Rabbeinu Yonason's reasons, al tzbizoyin or al tzakana. We could say the chiddush of the braisa is, even though we know it's going to be rented out to another Jew, nevertheless, he can take off the mezuzah, since it's the house of a guy, this halacha doesn't apply. And as we said, that's the chiddush of the braisa. I might think that there is the halacha, he has to leave the mezuzah, the svaris that we said originally, because of Tiluk Shechina, or because of Herodas Kedusha, all these svaris l'char should apply. As in all likelihood, another Jew is going to move in. Nevertheless, since the house belongs to the guy, the braisa is telling us, when he goes out, he takes the mezuzah. Now, that said, the Ritva is clearly talking about where the derech is for the guy to rent the house out to Jews, and the braisa's chiddush is, nevertheless, there's no chiyuv to leave the mezuzah. What happens if it's not just the derech to rent out the house to the Jews? Rather, Reuven, the first seicher, left, but the second seicher, Shimon, actually signed the contract with the guy. It's not that he's probably going to come in. He actually is going to come in immediately. There's no question about it. He already signed the contract. He made a kinyan. He's moving in. In such a case, do we say that Reuven can still take the mezuzahs because the house l'maisa belongs to a guy? Or do we say no? In such a case already, the first seicher Reuven is going to have to leave the mezuzahs for the second seicher Shimon. There's machlekes Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and the Beis Lechem Yehuda. In such a case, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says, the Gemara says, if it belongs to a guy, you can take the mezuzahs. It doesn't matter whether we know somebody else is coming in or not. In any case, the Braisa says, Aminachri noit lo biyada v'yotze. However, the Beis Lechem Yehuda explains that the only reason he takes it is because we're not guaranteed, it's not 100% certain that a Jew is going to come in after him, therefore he takes the mezuzahs. The Lashon of the Ritva that we said earlier is that since it's the derech to rent it to another Jew, you might think that he has to leave it, no kamashmal, and you could take it. But that's only if it's just the derech, but if it's more than the derech, rather it's a guaranteed fact on the ground that there's another Jew coming in to rent the same house, in such a case, the Beis Lechem Yehuda paskins that he has to leave the mezuzah for the second seicher for Shimon. And actually, Chaim Kanievsky, in his sefer Masechet Mezuzah, in Parsha Stuma, Oisamach, he writes that according to the reasons that we mentioned earlier, B'shem Rabbeinu Yonason, because of a chashash bezoyin, that's why we tell the Jews to take down the mezuzah. We're afraid the guy's going to treat the mezuzah disrespectfully, or because achshash sakana, a Jew may mistakenly think it's a Jew's house and ask to be a guest there and come to the day sakana. In the case where we know that another Jew is moving in immediately afterwards, where Shimon, the second seicher, is coming in directly after Reuven leaves, those svaros don't apply, and therefore Reuven should leave the mezuzah. However, the way we explained Rabbeinu Yonason, that svaros is not mochach. It could be Rabbeinu Yonason's reason of a chiv to take off the mezuzah don't apply, because there's no sakana here, and there's no chashash bezoyin. But to say that he's mechuyev to leave the mezuzah, that's something else. Rabbeinu Yonason was explaining why he's mechuyev to take down the mezuzah, why Reuven, the first seicher, has to take it down, because there's a chashash sakana, chashash bezoyin. In the case where there's no chashash sakana, no chashash bezoyin, there's no chiv to take it down. But there's a chiv that he should leave it there, that he's forced to leave the mezuzah because of the svaris of Schiluk Shechina, or because of the svaris of Herodes Kedusha, or because of the svara of Mazikin, that l'chaira still would not apply in a case where the house belongs to a guy. True, there's another Jew who's going to move in right away, but in the interim, until that next Jew moves in, there's no problem with Schiluk Shechina, it's a guy's house, there's no problem of Mazikin in a guy's house, and there's no problem of Herodim Mekdusha in a guy's house. There's no mitzvah, inyan, or shmir of mezuzah when the house is not owned or used by a Jew. Therefore, even according to Rabbeinu Yonason, there may not be a chiyuv to take it down, but there's still not going to be any chiyuv to leave it there as well. In a case where the first seicher is a Jew is leaving, and we know that the next seicher coming in right away is going to be a different Jew. And the Meister, Reb Chaim Kanievsky over there, brings that the Orchas Chaim writes Mefurash like the Yavetz, that in a case where Reuven leaves and he knows Shimon's coming in, Shimon already made a kinyan, he signed a contract with a guy, nevertheless, the first seicher Reuven does not have to leave the mezuzahs for the second seicher. Now, let's go further in the Gemara. The Mishnah says that the Zevel in the Chotzer belongs to the Baal Bayis and not to the Seicher. So the Gemara asks Maiskin, what's the case? If it's talking about that the Seicher rented the Chotzer and the behemoths that are making the Zevel belong to the Seicher, so why should it go to the Masker? Elamai, we're talking about a Chotzer that he didn't rent to the Seicher, and the oxen that are producing the Zevel actually belong to the Masker as well. So it's Pashut. What's the Havamina? It should go to the Seicher. So the Gemara answers, Leitzricha b'chotzer, the masker. It's talking about the chotzer is the maskers. And the oxen that are making the Zevel are coming me'almo. It belongs neither to the Seicher nor to the masker. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that it goes to the masker, not to the Seicher. Now Rashi explains b'chotzer, the masker. The case where it goes to the masker, it's talking about actually Hisker as a chotzer. He did not rent out the chotzer to the seicher, and therefore, the masker is zaycha b'kinyan chotzer, the zevel that winds up there. However, it's mashmah from Rashi. If he rented the chotzer to the seicher will be zaycha and the zevel b'kinyan chotzer. So again, shitas Rashi is that a seicher who rents a chotzer is zaycha b'kinyan chotzer, whatever winds up in the chotzer. It's only if he didn't rent it, so then obviously the masker is the one who's going to be zaycha in the things that wind up on the chotzer. And he'll be kind of becoming a chotzer in this chotzer. However, the Rambam in Perek Vov, Halacha Hei from the Chaschiris, writes explicitly that even if the masker rented the chotzer to the seicher, nevertheless there is no kinyan chotzer to the seicher, only to the masker. The masker rented the chotzer to the seicher, and the seicher could use it. Nevertheless, kinyan chotzer, the schus, that if it falls into the chotzer is kaina, either mitam yadam, mitam shlichus, it's telling the sugya in the first parak, that schus still goes to the masker, not to the seicher. The Ravid asks on this, chayrits against our sugya. Our sugya says it's talking about b'chotzer, the masker, v'tari da'asu me'almo. That's the case where the masker zaycha b'kinyan chotzer. It's mashma that if the masker rented it out to the seicher, in such a case, the seicher would actually be kind of a kinyan chotzer and not the masker. And the Ravid goes ahead and brings a raya to this halacha that a seicher is kind of a kinyan chotzer, not the masker, from the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, that Rabbi Gamliel wanted to be mezakeh, meiser to Rabbi Yeshua. They were sitting on a boat. There was no way for him to actually hand the meiser to Rabbi Yeshua. So what he did was, Rabbi Yeshua made a kinyan on the chotzer where the Meister was, and once he was Zaycha in the Karka, the Kinyan of Schiris, he rented it, but once he owns that Karka, Betar Schiris at least, he's able to be Zaycha, B'Kinyan Chotzer, the Meister that was there. So you see that a Chotzer Hamusker, a rented Chotzer, is kind of the Kinyan Chotzer for the Zaycha, for the renter, and not for the Baal Bayis, for the Masker. Now in reality, there are Diukim in our Gemara that are sort of contradictory. You have the Yukim that are mashma like the Rambam, and the Yukim that are mashma like the Ravid. The Ravid's medayik, the Lashon of the Gemara, the reason the masker is Zaycha in the Zevel, b'kinyan chotzer, not the Zaycha, because the Gemara says it's talking about b'chotzer the masker. The masker retained the chotzer himself. It's a mashma. If he rented it out to the Zaycha, the Zaycha became b'kinyan chotzer. However, the Rambam is medayik different Lashon of the Gemara. Like the first part of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, if the Mishnah is talking about the chotzer belongs to the seicher and the oxen belong to the seicher, so what's the reason it should go to the Baal Bayis? It's mashma from the lashon of the Gemara over there in the Havamina that if it was tayru di alma, if it was oxen that came from outside, not the seichers and not the maskers, in such a case, even if it was a chotzer that's rented to the seicher, still, the Gemara would have no problem in understanding why does it go to the Baal Bayis. The Gemara's whole kasha, why does it go to the Baal Bayis, is because it's also the chatzar of the seicher and also the accent of the seicher. But if it's not the accent of the seicher, that's pashut. It goes to the Baal HaBayis. Why isn't the seicher kind of b'kinyan chatzar? Because the Rambam understands, the Gemara understands, that there is no kinyan chatzar for a seicher. Also, the lashon of the Gemara and the Teretz, the Gemara says, Ela b'chatzar the masker v'tayir the alma. It's talking about the masker's chatzar and the accent come from outside. It's neither the seicher's nor the masker's accent. If the Gemara's point is that the seicher didn't rent the chatzar and that's why he's not kind of b'kinyan chatzar, but if he did rent it, he would be kind of b'kinyan chatzar, then let the Gemara say, Leitzricha b'chatzar d'lay igur lay the seicher. It's talking about a chatzar he did not rent to the seicher. V'tayri dasu ma'alma. So that would be mashma. In a case where he did rent it to the seicher, the kinyan chatzar will actually go for the seicher, not for the masker. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Loshen b'chatzar the masker. It's the masker's chatzar. He's the primary owner, even though he rented it out. Nevertheless, it's considered his chatzar, and therefore he's eicha b'kinyan chatzar. If the Gemara really meant, it's talking about where he didn't rent it out to the seicher, like Rashi explains, but he rented it out to the seicher, the kinyan chatzar would belong to the seicher. The only reason the kinyan chatzar doesn't belong to the seicher is because he didn't rent it out. If that was the case, then the Gemara should have used the lashon used in the previous line, Ela b'chatzar d'le'agira l'seicher. He didn't rent it out to the seicher. And that's why the seicher is not seicher b'kinyan chatzar. Since the Gemara doesn't use that lashon, it's mashma that he rented it out. And nevertheless, if it's tayir d'alma, the kinyan chatzar goes to the masker, not the seicher, as there's l'chayir no kinyan chatzar for a seicher according to the Rambam. These diukim the Magen Mishnah brings in the Gemara. He says it's not clear, it's not muchach from the Gemara who the halacha would be like. Both the Rambam and the Rambam have diukim that are rayas that bring strength to their respective shitas. Now, shitas at Taisus and Daf Yud Aleph on Mud Beis is really mashma like the Rambam, but slightly different. Taisus asks Akasha, why do we say that the Zevel goes to the masker? The Seicher is the one who's using the Chatzar. If that's the case, the Chatzar is Mishtamer, the Dasa Seicher. The Aloch is for somebody to be Zeicher, Bikini Chatzar has to be a Chatzar, Mishtamer is in most cases. If that's the case, when the Seicher rented the Chatzar, so why does the Zevel go to the masker? It's not Mishtamer L'dasa masker, it's Mishtamer L'dasa Seicher. Only the Seicher should have a Schosim Min Kain and Chatzar, not the masker. Why then does the Gemara say that the masker is Eichel B'kinyan and Chatzar when it's Mishtamer only L'dasa Seicher? Now, before we go to Taisus' Teretz, you see clearly the Taisus is looking like the Rambam, that the Gemara is talking about that he rented it to the Seicher. Nevertheless, the halacha is the masker is Eichel B'kinyan and Chatzar. Frek Taisus, why is that? It's only Mishtamer L'dasa Seicher, it's not Mishtamer L'dasa masker. So Taisus answers, no. Our Gemara is talking about that it's Mishtamer L'dasa masker. Also, the Chatzar is really Mishtamer for the masker as well, because the masker has an opening from his house to that Chatzar. True, he rented it out to the Seicher. Nevertheless, since he can go in and out, he has an opening, a door from his house to that Chatzar, even though he rented it out to the Seicher, still, since he can go in and out and he can keep an eye on the Chatzar, it's considered Mishtameris L'daitoi, it's Mishtamer for the masker, and therefore the masker is Zeicha B'kinyan Chatzar. So Taisus really holds like the Rambam, that when one rents out a Chatzar to a renter, nevertheless the masker retains the Schos of Kinyan Chatzar, but that's only, according to Taisus, if it's Mishtamer L'dasa masker, the masker goes in and out, he has an entrance to the Chatzar. According to the Rambam, even if it's not Mishtamer L'dasa masker, it still is going to be kinyan chatzar for the masker and not for the seicher. Which lemaisa we have to explain. Shitas Rambam, how does he answer Taisus kasha? It has to be mishtameres. If it's the chatzar shein mishtameres, it's not going to be zeicha for the bala chatzar. So therefore, according to the Rambam, we have to understand why is the chatzar that's rented out to the seicher and mishtamer l'das haseicher, why is that going to be zeicha b'kinyan chatzar for the masker? So the Shach and Simon Shin Yud Gimel explains Shitas HaRambam that it doesn't matter that it's Mishumer L'das HaSeicher. Since the fact is it's a Chotzer Mishtameres and the Chotzer belongs to the masker, that's going to be enough. I don't care that the masker himself is not considered that it's Mishtameres L'daitai. As long as it's Mishtameres and the Chotzer belongs to him, so it's a Chotzer Mishtameres, and therefore the bialim, namely the masker in this case, will be zeicha b'kenyan chotzer, even though it's really mishumer through the seicher. Now, Rabbi Kiveger, it's brought down Pesachet Shuvah Simen Shin Yud Gimel, explains that according to Tosis's shita, that the reason the masker is zeicha b'kenyan chotzer and a chotzer that he rented out to the seicher because he has a Pesach Pasuach to the chotzer, and therefore it's Mishnamer L'daitai. Therefore, that would only work in a case where it's a chotzer, it's an open place, that the seicher can't actually block the masker from coming in. But inside the house that a seicher rented from the masker, where the seicher can lock the door and refrain the masker from coming in, of course, the seicher will be seicher b'chotzer and not the masker. Now, getting back to the Shittas HaRambam, that the masker is zeicha b'kenyan chotzer, not the seicher, the Beis Yosef asks on the Rambam, he doesn't understand it. The rule is, as we mentioned several times earlier on in the Perek, that Schiris is memker liyomei. Schiris is considered a sale for the day, or for the week, or for the month, however long it was rented for. Al Kopanim, why would we say that the seicher is not zeicha b'kenyan chotzer, and the masker is? It l'chayr belongs to the seicher, and therefore the Kenyan Chatzar should go to the Seicher as well. It's a Memker L'Yomei. It was a sale for that day. So the Shach answers, based on Taisus in Hazov that we mentioned also several times, that the Gemara says in the fourth Perek, that Tzchir says Memker L'Yomei, it doesn't mean it literally that it's a sale for that period of time that it was rented for. Rather, it's the Lashon the Gemara uses only regarding Aino, that if somebody cheats the person he's dealing with on a transaction of a rental, that too has the halacha of Aino, just like a sale, because Schir is Memker L'Yomei, but that's only halacha by Aino. It's not a general rule, and therefore the Seicher is not Zeicha in the Chotzer as a Kinyan to say that it's going to be his vis-a-vis the Inyan of Kinyan Chotzer. However, one kasha still remains to be answered, the kasha the Ravid asks on the Rambam. There's Mefur Shagamon Dafyur Aleph, that a seicher can be zeicha b'kenyan chotzer through the chotzer that he rented. That's the case where Gamliel rented his chotzer to Rabbi Yeshua, and he told Rabbi Yeshua he should be zeicha b'kenyan chotzer, the maaser that he wanted to give him. So the Shach in Shin Yud Gimel deals with this, and he says, two terutzim, he says the reason it works over there by Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua is because it's not secheres makna. It's not that Rabbi Yeshua is being zeicha a metzia with the Kenyan Chatzar through the Chatzar that he rented. Rather, it was something Rabbi Gamliel was giving him. Also, another teretz the Shach offers, since Rabbi Yeshua rented it for the express purpose of being able to be Zeich on the Meiser, the Kenyan Chatzar, therefore the Kenyan Chatzar works for him, whereas if he just rented a Chatzar Bestama for general use, it will not be Zeich on the Kenyan Chatzar for the Seicher. However, the Shach says that he's aware from the Rambam, it's not mashma like that, from the Rambam it's mashma that if he rented it for any purpose, even to be zeicha b'kenyan chatzar, still the chatzar will be zeicha b'kenyan chatzar for the masker, not for the seicher. However, the Shach offers that teretz, even though it's against mashma, so the Rambam. However, the Ksais over there asks, he doesn't understand what the Shach answers. If kenyan chatzar doesn't work for a seicher, what difference does it make that the masker was makne, something to him das acheres makne, or he rented it for the express purpose of being able to be kaina b'kenyan chatzar? What difference does it make? The chatzar doesn't have a kayach to be zeicha b'kenyan chatzar for the seicher, only for the masker. So what do I care what the intention was of the seicher when he rented it? What do I care if it's das acheres makne? The chatzar belongs to the masker, and therefore it cannot be kaina, cannot be zeicha b'kenyan chatzar, something for the good for the benefit of the seicher. He doesn't understand the Shach's terutzim. Therefore, the Ksais really explains the Rambam differently. He understands that, of course, a seicher could be zeicha b'kenyan chatzar. There's no reason why not. Either because he holds takam amkar liyomei, or even without that, that's a schos shimush that a person gets together with a chatzar that he rents. Whatever the case, the Ksais understands it's pashut that the chotzer that's rented can be zeicha b'kenyan chotzer for the seicher. However, if the masker expressly retains that particular schos, he makes a shiur, he says, the kayach of kenyan chotzer I'm retaining for myself, that's excluded from the rental agreement, in that case, the chotzer will be zeicha for the masker, not for the seicher. therefore says Ksais. Just like the Gemara says later on in the Omud, that the refesh of a chotzer is not included in the schirus, stam schirus of a chotzer does not include the refesh. The masker wants the zevil for himself. Therefore, when you rent it in the chotzer, it's as if the masker rented to the seicher, the chotzer, with the express kavana that he's excluding the schus of being zeicher, became a chotzer, the zevil, the manure. That the master wanted to retain for himself. So since he can make such an exclusion, he can make such a shear on the schiras, that's exactly what happened. And therefore the Rambam says that the master keeps the zevil even if he rented the chotzer to the seicher. But that's only in this particular case. Of course, in a general scenario where Reuven rented a chotzer to Shimon, Shimon will of course be able to be zeicher b'kinyan chotzer, any mitzvah that comes in there. And the Ksais actually proves that. That Shitas HaRambam, from the fact that the Rambam paskens that a woman can be zeicher in a get in the chotzer that she rented. We don't say that she doesn't have kinyan chotzer in a chotzer that she only has a schus kinyan through rental. That is enough, even according to the Rambam, to be zeicha b'kinyan chatzar. It's only when it's excluded from the schirus, and that's what the Rambam means on our Gemara when he says that even if it was rented to the zeicha, there's no kinyan chatzar on the zevil, because the zevil, the masker, keeps for himself, and he wants that koyach of kinyan chatzar to be retained for himself and excluded from the schirus transaction. So b'kitzur, to summarize the different sheets, according to Rashi, a chatzar that's rented is Zaycha b'kinyan chatzar for the Zaycha, that's the sheet that's arrived as well. However, the Rambam paskins that it is Zaycha for the masker. According to the Shach, that's because the Zaycha is not Zaycha in this power of kinyan chatzar when he rents a chatzar. Only if it was a case of that's a cheres makna, or if it was rented expressly for that, then it does work. The Ksais already has a hard time understanding what that means. According to the Ksais, generally, even according to the Rambam, the masker is not Zaycha b'kinyan chatzar, only the Zaycha. If there is a reason to assume there's an express exclusion that the masker did not intend on renting it to the seicher to be koyin a b'kinyan chotzer, like the case over here with zevil, where we know that the masker wants to retain the zevil for himself, in such a case the seicher is not seicher b'kinyan chotzer, rather the masker. Taisus in the first parak learns that the masker is seicher b'kinyan chotzer only in a case where he has a pesach pasuach, a door that opens to the chotzer, so it's mishtameres l'daitoi. Okay, so let's go further in the Gemara. The Gemara continues when the Gemara discusses Reis Rav Chanina that Chatzer Shalom Koyin Lo Shalom Yidaitu, a person is Koyin B'kinyan Chotzer, even if he doesn't know about it. And that's why the Masker Zeicha in the Zevel, even if he didn't know about it when got into the Chotzer. The Gemara then continues to ask a question in Reis Rav Chanina that Chatzer Shalom Koyin Lo Shalom Yidaitu, from the Brayse that says, if somebody said, all the Metzias that will come into my Chatzar today, I want to be Zaycha through Kinyan Chatzar, it doesn't help anything. So the Gemara asks the Kashel, it's a clear contradiction to Reis Rav Chanina's din. There it says that a person can be Zaycha b'chatzar Shlomi Daitz, so the Gemara answers, no, the Brayse is talking about as a Chatzar Shein Mishtameres. Since it's not a guard Chatzar, therefore the Baal Chatzar is not Zaycha in the Metzias that wind up in his Chatzar. Ask the Gemara on that. If the case in the Brayse is that it's not a chotzer mishtameres, so then how do we explain the seifa of the Brayse? The seifa says yotzer lo shem mitzia beir. If koil went down in the town, that there were mitzias that fell into the baal chotzer's chotzer, the halacha is in such a case, the baal chotzer is zeicha b'kinyan chotzer, even though it's a chotzer shem mishtameres. Asks the Gemara, if it's a chotzer shem mishtameres, why would it be zeicha in the mitzias? So the Gemara answers, if people hear that there is a mitzia in the chotzer of the Baal HaChotzer, so then people will separate from it, they will not take it, they're going to respect the bailus of the Baal HaChotzer on his chotzer, and therefore on the mitzia, and therefore it's considered a chotzer mishtameres. Once word gets out to the townspeople that there is a mitzia, there's an aveda inside this person's chatzar, they're going to stay away from it, and therefore he's zeicha b'kinyan chatzar because it turns into a chatzar mishtameres. The Ksais and Simon Reish Sif Cotton Bays extrapolates from our Gemara a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, which is against the shita of the Ramah in the beginning of Simon Reish. The Ksais holds that if Reuven is given Shimon a present and he puts it into Shimon's chatzar, and it's a chatzar shein mishtameres. True, if it was a mitzia, Shimon would not be zeicha, because a chotzer shein mishtameres is not zeicha for the Baal HaChotzer. Nevertheless, if there's a das acheres machna, if Reuven is being makni, he's giving a present or he's selling something to Shimon, by putting it into Shimon's chatzah sheinu mishtameres, the halacha is according to the ksois. Again, not according to the Ramah, according to the ksois, the halacha is Shimon will be zeicha b'kinyan chatzah, even though it's a chatzah sheinu mishtameres. Why? So the ksois says, just like in our Gemara, we find that if yotzeh lo shem mitziyah be'ir, people know that there's a mitziyah inside this bala chatzah's chatzah, so they'll stay away. They're going to respect his sovereignty over there. And that will make the chatzar Shein Mishtameris into a chatzar Mishtamer. Because factually, even though it's not a chatzar Mishtamer by itself, but the fact that people will stay away is enough to make it into a chatzar Mishtamer. Likewise, says the Ksais, and he really bases it on a shita earlier in the Masechta, that where the Dadas Acheres Makna, when Reuven is giving Shimon a present, or he's selling something to Shimon, and he puts it in Shimon's chatzar Shein Mishtameris, the shita says, there's no difference. Because since nobody else can be zeicha in this item that Reuven put down there for Shimon, Reuven's bialus refrains anybody else from touching it. Anybody who comes along will be a ganif. And therefore, they're not going to take it. Therefore, global chatzur is not a chatzur mishtameres for Shimon vis-a-vis mitzias or being kind of something from Hefker, because anybody can take it. It's not exclusively for Shimon. However, something that belongs to Reuven, where he's being machnet to Shimon in such a case, the fact that Reuven has bialus, which disallows anybody else to take it, that itself makes it a chatzar mishtamer for Shimon. Al kol panim, that's how the Ksais is understanding the halacha and our Gemara as well, that since people refrain from taking it, and therefore they're going to leave the item for the bala chatzar, that itself makes it a chatzar mishtameres. Now, we really explained the reason people leave the mitziyah for the bala chatzar, bayatzad l'ashem mitziyah be'ir, is because they respect his zchus and his property, even though he doesn't really own the mitziyah. The shita says it a little different. The shita says that people are scared, pasha, to go in and take the mitziyah. It must be legally in the times of the Gemara, if a mitziyah fell into somebody's chatzar, the government did not allow anybody else to go in and take it. Therefore, it's considered mishtamer because nobody else is going to touch it. It's basically the same idea as we said before, that because people will refrain from touching it, that itself makes it a chatzar hamishtameres. Now, one more small nekuda on this braisa. The Gemara brings the lashon that if the Baal Chatzar said, all the mitzias that are going to come into my chatzar today, I want to be zeichan in, he's not zeichan chatzar. If it's yatzar l'shem mitziyah b'ir, then he is zeichan. The question is, ask the Rosh, why does he have to say it? What if he didn't say it? He won't be Zeicha B'Kinyan Chatzar. Since when do you have to say something to be Zeicha B'Kinyan Chatzar? So first the Rosh answers that the Brais is telling us a chiddush that even if he said it, if it's not a Chatzar Mishtameres, he's not going to be Zeicha in it. Saying Tikkun L'Chatzari doesn't help in such a case. According to the second Teretz of the Rosh, however, since it's not Mamish Mishtamer, it's talking about a Chatzar Shein Mishtameres, the only reason it's Mishtamer in the Seifa is because Mivdil B'Dili Inshimine, people refrain from taking it, doesn't really make it a chatzar mishtamer mamish. It has a halacha of a chatzar mishtamer. In such a case, since it's not a absolute chatzar mishtameres, it's a shaky kind of mishtamer, therefore the bala chatzar has to actually say tikkun l'chatzari in order to be zaycha. Now let's move on towards the end of the Mishnah says, Hamasker b'ayis l'chaveir l'shana, Reuven rented out his house to Shimon the Seicher for a year, and Bezin was Ma'abr the Shana. They added another adder to the year. Halacha isn't Sabr l'Seicher. Since the Seicher rented it for a year, and the year got longer, so the Seicher is going to be the one to gain from this extra month, as it's part of the year. However, the ritual writes, it's Dafka if the Seicher said he's renting it for this year, or for a particular year, let's say Tavshin Ayin Zayin. In such a case, if Bezdin added on to the year, he's Zayich in that month. And he doesn't have to pay rent for it, because that's Bechlal the year that he rented it for. However, if he said, I'm renting it for a year, and it didn't specify this year, or he didn't say Tavshin Ayin Zayin, in such a case where he says Shana Stam, the halacha is he only gets 12 months. As when a person says a year, he means, by definition, 12 months. And even if it's clear which 12 months he meant, nevertheless, since he said Shana Stam, he said for a year, even though he meant to start today and the extra month was added on within the next 12 months, it doesn't matter he'll have to pay for the 13th month. However, the Mukiyesu understands, the Rambam does not understand the way the Rambam understands that if somebody rented it, a house, and he said for a year, and in that year the Shana was this Aber, in such a case, the Seichar will gain the 13th month as well. Now the Mishnah continues, Hiskilo l'chadashim, if the Masker rented the house to the Seichar for months, rented it per month, Nisabra Hashanah, Nisabra lo Masker. In such a case, when they spoke about months, they didn't speak about a year, so the halacha is that if the Bezdin added on to the year, added a second Adar, of course the Seichar is going to have to pay for that month. Now the question is, it's Poshut, what's the Havamina? Why would I think that the Seichar should gain the extra month? The Nuki Yosef, in fact, is Medayik from the fact that the Mishnah said this, that if he rented L'Chadashim, the extra month goes to the Masker, which L'Chadashim is Poshut. The Mishnah is coming to tell us a Chiddush, to bring a Raya to the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, we just said, holds that if he rented it L'Shana Stam, the Seichar gains that extra month, even though he just said a year, he didn't say this particular year. Nevertheless, that goes to the Seichar. So the Mishnah is telling us, however, if he rented L'Chadashim just for months, then the Masker is the one who's going to gain the extra month. But otherwise, anything else, if it was rented for a year, even if it was L'Shana Stam, the extra month will actually go to the Seichar. However, according to the Ritva and the other Rishayim that learn that by Shana Stam, the extra month goes to the Masker, it's only by Shana Zu where the Seichar gets the extra month, not by Shana Stam. What do they do with the Seifa? What's the Chiddush of Hiskir L'Chadashim, Nisabra, Hashan Nisabra L'Masker? It's Pashut. And more than that, according to them, the Mishnah should say, Hiskir Lo L'Shana Stam, Nisabra Hashana, Nisabra L'Masker. And Kolshken, if he rented it for Chadashim. This man, Simon Shinyud Beis, says, L'Chayra, a pretty big doichik to explain the Havamino. He explains that since the reason Bezdin adds on to a year and a second Adar is because we have to be mashlim the Chodshei HaLevana. So you might think if you rented it to him for 12 months, Bezdin really by definition is adding on to those 12 months by dividing those extra days of the second Adar amongst the 12 different months. And I might think that's considered 12 months as well. Kamash Malon, that no. Al-Kabon, we have to come up with some sort of an explanation. What's the Chiddush in this part of the Mishnah? If we're not going to say it's a diuk, a riot to the Rambam, that only L'Chadashim does the extra month go to the Seichar, but if it was Shana Stam, it would go to the Masker. If we don't buy into that diuk, we have to have some sort of other explanation. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah in the second case, that Hiskel L'Chadashim, that the Masker is the one who gains from the extra month? Then the Mishnah continues. In Maisa B'Tzipayri, there's a story that happened in Tzipayri. Somebody rented a merchas, a bathhouse, for 12 zahav for a year at the rate of one dinar for a month, and they were ma'abr the shana. And the question was, who gets the extra month? If you pay attention to what it said at first, that he's renting it for 12 a year, it's mashma that it's a rental per year. Then he said he's paying one dinar a month. That's mashma, it's a monthly rental. What do you do regarding the chedesh ivor? So they split that extra month between the Seichar and the Masker. Now, the Gemara really brings three shittas of Amiraim, what the halacha would be in the case of the Mishnah and the Maase of the Tzipori. Because they have a suffix. If you say Tfois Lashon Rishon or Tfois Lashon Achron, what's the primary defining part of your transaction? Is it the first part or the second part? There's a contradiction. At first he said it's a yearly rental, then he said it's a monthly rental. Since there's a suffix, well, you say tfois lashon rishon and tfois lashon achron, we say achlik. Rav, however, paskins that the halacha is like the man de omer, tfois lashon achron, and therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, where the lashon rishon was, it's a yearly rental, and the lashon achron was a monthly rental, the halacha would be that you go bash lashon achron, and therefore the seichar would have to pay the entire 13th month to the masker. We're mesupik. It's machlekes tanoim. Whether we say tfois lashon rishon, tfois lashon achron, mshigamliel and Rabbi are mesupik. Whether we say tfois lashon rishon, tfois lashon achron, and therefore the passing achleiko. However, Rav holds the halacha is like the man number tfois lashon achron, and therefore in the case of the Mishnah, the seichar would have to pay for the entire 13th month. Shmuel, however, holds like the Mishnah. That is a suffix. And therefore, who passing achleiku? However, the case of the Mishnah is only in a particular case, where the Seicher and the Maskur are fighting about it in the middle of the month. So it's a Suffolk. We don't know what to do, so we tell the Seicher, if you want to stay for the second half of the month, you have to pay rent for the second half. For the first half, you don't have to pay because you're a Muchzik. But for the second half, the Maskur is a Muchzik, he's the Bailam on the Karka, and therefore, if you want to stay further, you're going to have to pay him. Technically, Shmuel says if the Maskur came at the beginning of the month with the Seicher to the Entire, and he said, pay me or else go out, and the Seicher is going to say, I want to stay. In such a case, since the Maskur is the Bailam on this Karka, he has the Cheskes Mammon on this Karka, he says, you want to take my Dira? You want to take my Merchetz? Either pay me or get out. So in such a case, Shmuel would say that the Mishnah would paskin that the Seicher has to pay the entire month. And in the opposite case, if at the end of the month, the month finished, the 13th month finished, the Masker takes the Seicher to the entire, says, pay me for being there the 13th month. The Seicher says, it was Bechlal, the rental agreement. It's a Suffolk. Do you say twice Lashon Mishnah, twice Lashon Akron? The Seicher is Muchzik on his money. You only might see Mammon from the Seicher. The halacha would be that the Seicher doesn't have to pay anything, and he gained the 13th month. Since it's a Suffolk, prove to me, says the Seicher, that I owe you the money. Since you can't prove it, it's a Suffolk. I'm going to stay with my money. That's Shmuel Shita. Rav Nachman's Shita is that since Karka Becheskes Baleo Kayemes, in Melon, any case, even if the Seicher and the Masker came to the Entire at the end of the 13th month, the Seicher will have to pay the Masker because he used the Masker's Karka. The Suffolk really was established by the beginning of the 13th month. There's no new Suffolk that's created when they get to the Entire. The Suffolk was there, just they didn't done about it. Therefore, since there's a Suffolk, whether the Seicher has to pay the Masker or not, since the Seicher used the Masker's house, Misafik, he's going to have to pay, as the Karka Becheskes Baleo Kayemes. Rav Nachman holds more than that. Rav Nachman actually holds that the halacha would be that the Seicher has to pay the Masker, in the Mishnah's case, no matter what point in the month they came, which is in disagreement with Shmuel, but more than that, Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav. Rav said that he would paskin Tfais Lashon Achron, and therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, where the first Lashon is Mashma yearly rental, and the second Lashon is Mashma monthly rental, therefore the halacha would be L'toivast in the benefit of the Masker. But Rav would hold, in a case where it was the opposite, where the Lashon Rishon was L'toivast HaMasker, it was a monthly rental, and the Lashon Achron was L'toivast HaSeicher, it was a yearly rental, in such a case Rav would paskin that the Seicher is Potter. Rav Nachman says, since Karka Becheskes Baleo Kayemes, and Rav Nachman does not hold like Rav that Tfois Lashon Achron. Rav Nachman holds it's a Suffolk. Since it's a Suffolk, and Karka Becheskes Baleo Kayemes, in any case, the Seicher will have to pay, the Masker will win, because he's the Bailam on the Karka, and he's going to win any Suffolk. I, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, why are they passing Achleiku? Because they hold like Sumchas the Mammon Amut the Basavik Cholkin. However, Rav Nachman says we passing like the Chum that Amosim Bechaver El Varaya. We don't say Cholkin. Therefore, since the Karka is Becheskes Baleo Kayemes, the Bala Karka is Mochzik. So no matter how the Suffolk is portrayed, whether it's the Lashon Rishon for the Seicher and the Lashon Achron for the Masker, or the opposite, the Lashon Rishon for the Masker and the Lashon Achron for the Seicher, the Halacha will be Achleiku. It doesn't matter at what point in the month he come, since he started using the Karka when it was a Suffolk, the Seicher will have to pay the Masker in any case. Now, the Kuntzer Sfeikis brings the Shita of the Rashbam in Perakiat Pashat and Babasra, the Fakufa Machavim and Beis. The Rashbam writes that by a Sfeika de Dina, when it's not a Sfeika in Matzias, rather it's a Sfeika de Dina, a Sfeika in Halacha, who the Halacha is like, Sumchas does not hold his general rule of Mammon Amut B'Sav Cholkin. In such a case, where it's a Machlekes, we don't know how to Paskin like, the Halacha will be that Hamitzim Mechamer El Varaya. We don't say Achleiku, why not? When the story is a Sfeika to us, we don't know exactly what happened, so we say Achleiku. There's a Sfeika in Matzias. So the sphere thing, according to some chassidim, is split it. But when we know what happened, it's just a shayla in halacha. It's a teiku. It's a suffik in the Gemara. It's a suffik in Tanoim. It's a suffik out of paskin. In such a case, we're not going to say achleiku, because you don't know how to paskin that makes it achleiku. if you don't know how to pasken, let somebody who does know how to pasken get involved. Until you can prove to me that I have to be mighty the mammon from under my rishos, the halacha will be by a sefek adin ha-moitzi machaveirai olav haraya. It's a sefek of chisaron yedia. It's a sefek that Bezdin doesn't know what to say. If Bezdin doesn't know, so the nitva says, so figure it out or get somebody who does know. Don't take money away from me without having a real sefek. If it's a sefek in mitzias, so nobody knows what's going on. And nobody can know what's going on. Maybe the Baladinim themselves, but nobody else can know. In such a case, we'll say Achleiku, but where the Bezdin doesn't know because they're lacking the idea of what the halacha is, Somchas will not hold the halacha is Yachleiku, rather than say Mitzvah Chavel V'Rayan. Ask the Quintus Asfakis on this Rashbam, and it's really the Smag holds like that, and Chuvas Maimin and Sefer Nezikin also holds like this, that Somchas does not say only by Sefik and Metzias. Ask the culture of Sefikas. Our Gemara is Mufarsh, not like that. Our Gemara clearly says that Rav Nachman holds that Tvayis Lashon Rishon, Tvayis Lashon Achron is Machlaikis, it's a Sefik, it's a Sefik, we don't know how to Paskin. So Rav Nachman says, Karka Becheskis Balea Kayemis, and the Maskir keeps the money of the 13th month. I, the Mishnah, Besi, and Rav Shimon Gamliel Paskin Achlaikis, that's because they hold like Somchas. And therefore, they say Achleiku. Ask the Kutra Sveikas, according to Rashbam and the Smag and the Chubas Maimonides that we mentioned, that doesn't work. Sumchas does not hold Yachleiku by a Sveika Dedina. So why would Rishon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi say Yachleiku Bishita Sumchas? Sumchas does not hold in such a case Yachleiku. Since this is Sveika Dedina. So the Kutra Sveikas has a bit of an arichas. At the end, he answers like this. Taisa asks Akasha on the Mishnah, Biasi holds that it's a suffix, whether they say Tfais Lash Rishon, Tfais Lash Achron. Taisa says, I'm going to show you a Gemara in Temura where Biasi says that if somebody said on a particular behema that it's a Temura Shailan Shlamim, the halacha is that it has the properties of both. It's a Temura Shailan Shlamim. Because we say Tfais Lash Rishon. Both of them are true. We don't say Tfois Lashon Rishon, we don't say Tfois Lashon Achron. We say you are Tfois Lashon Shneim, both Lashonis. I hear. Rabbi Yossi holds this a suffix. So Tyson answers, if it's possible to translate what he said, that he meant both, because we always look at it as if he said both of them simultaneously, b'vasachas. So when he said Tmuras Ayla Shlamim, a person can make a Tmuras Ayla and a Tmuras Shlamim. Here he meant both. In such a case, we say he's serious in both Lashinas, and therefore it's both a Tmuras Ayla and Shlamim. However, when it's a Stira, when you can't explain both as being true, it's either a yearly rental or a monthly rental. You can't have both. In such a case, it's a suffix. It's not possible to define what was meant. It's intrinsically a suffix, and therefore, in the Mishnah, it basically said Yachleiku. It says, according to this fake, according to that, that it's an intrinsic basic suffix. It's not something that we can really figure out what he meant. When somebody says two contradictory things, there is a ingrained suffix in what he said, and it's not possible to define it. Memela, even if we like to say that Sumchas holds by a regular Sveika Dedina, we don't say Yachleiku, rather we say Hamayitz Mechaber Alvarai, because you can't figure it out, says the Nitva to the Dayan, don't make me give up some of my money. Well, you can figure it out, so let me know. And until then, Hamayitz Mechaber Alvarai. However, in this case where, even though it's a Sveika Dedina, because we don't know what the halach is, no Dayan in the world could possibly figure it out. It's not a suffix who to paskin like, or what to do. So the Nitva tells the Dayan, work harder and figure it out. Till then, I'm going to keep my money. Rather, here it's a suffix that there's no way out of. No Dayan in the world could figure this out. It's impossible. It's a suffix in what the definition of the words are. In such a case, Mamela, we're going to say that even according to Simchas, we're going to say Achleiku Adana Moisim Chemer Ulvaraya. That Kudras Fakis is Klal of Seren Beis. Now, the Kudras Fakis himself uses this Sfara of Taisa that we mentioned to explain another Sherekat, another problem in the Sugya, later on in the Sefer, in Klal Hei Simen Vov. The Kudras Fakis asks that it comes out from the Sugya that according to Rav Nachman, in a case where it's a Sveika Dedina, because there's a Machloikis Tanoim, there's Machloikis, if we say Tfois Lashon Rishon and Tfois Lashon Achron, do we say that when he said Yud Beis Dinner Lashana is the Iker Tfois Lashon Rishon, or do we say the Iker of what he meant is Dinner Lachaydish Tfois Lashon Achron? It's a Sophic, Meilur of Nachman says, Karka Becheskis Baalei Medes, he's the Mora Kama, every Sophic is going to go to Tevasai, and therefore the Baal Karka gets the Schirs of the whole month. Ask the question as Sveikis. Tosis writes in Perakaskis Abatim, Deflam and Bezum and Bez, that in the case over there with Machlaikis Ramba and Rav Yosef, whether somebody who bought a karka, he claimed it was his and he produced a false star to prove it, but he had a migu because he didn't have to admit Bechlal it was a false star. Machlaikis Ramba and Rav Yosef, whether that false star is enough of a riot to have him keep the karka. Rabbi holds it is a migu. Rav Yosef holds amigu through a false star like that is not considered amigu, therefore he'll have to give the karka back to the person who claims that it was his originally, and he never sold it. And the Gemara paskens halacha by this karka is like Rabba, that the lekeach who produced the false star, since l'maisi is mochzik in the karka, he's holding on to it, so the halacha is that he keeps it, because we have a suffix. We don't know who to pasken like Rabba or Rav Yosef, and therefore we say that ha'maisi mechamel v'raya, and the lekeach will keep the karka. Asks Taisvis, we find in Ksubis Dav Chav, B'nichlad Barashatya, if there are two Edim that say that somebody sold his karka when he was a Shaitis and the Mechar didn't work, and two Edim say he was a Baradas when he sold it, so the Mechar does work, it's a tray. You have a steer in two Kiti Edim, whether it's a Mechar or not, so we go Basar Cheskes Marakama, and we say that the Meicher keeps it, not the Lekeach, even though it's a Safik. And we say, Yamat Mechavel Varaya, let the Lekeach keep it. Nevertheless, we go Basar Cheskes Marakama, and we say, that outweighs the Safik. Asks Taisus, what's the difference between the case of Trey that we go Basar Marakama, we say the sale didn't happen? And in Argamar and Babasar Def Lamed Beis, and when there's a Safik, we say, Hamayt Mechavel Varaya, and Lekeach keeps the Karka. So Taisus says, when it's a Safik in Mitzis, you have a tray. So in such a case, we'll go b'secheskes marakam. The chazaka makes sense that it should play a role. However, in a case where it's a machlekes lahalocha, we don't know how to paskin, in such a case, you have no right to take away the karka from the lekeach, since it's a shaylan halocha. In such a case, cheskes marakam doesn't play a role so much, and therefore we're going to go b'secher mochzik. Al-Kopana, we see Shitas HaTaisus, according to the Rashbam and the Basar, is that we don't go b'secheskes marakam in the Sveika Dedina. Only by a Safik and Metzias. Ask the Kentra Sveikas, if that's the case, why over here in Arasugi do we say Karka B'cheskes Baleo Kayemes? And therefore, he's considered the Marakama, and that's why the Seicher has to pay, even if it's already after he lived there for the 13th month. Nevertheless, we're going to go Buster Marakama, that's going to define the Safik, and is going to say that the Seicher has to pay. Since it's Safik and Halacha, we should go Basar Mochzik. The Seicher is Mochzik in his money. He shouldn't have to pay. Why do we say over here that we're going to go Basar Marakama to define transaction and to Mechayev the Seicher? It's a Sveikah Dedina. It's a Machlaikis. Whether we say Tfois Lashon Rishon or Tfois Lashon Achron. So the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Tesvav of Tain Minitan answers that Schirus is different. Schirus, since eventually the house will go back, or the Merchatz will go back to the Bala Karka, it's only a temporary kinyan. Therefore, we say that the Karka is Becheskes Balea Kayemes, it's for sure in his Rishos, and even if it's a Sveika Dedina, in such a case we're going to go Buster the Marakama, as he has a much stronger Kayach, much stronger power in this Safik. The Karka is for sure going back to him, it's Becheskes, and Mela, any Safik will be to the Toiva, to the benefit of the Masker. The Kuntra Sveikis rejects his teretz. If you want to see why, you could look, like I said, in Klal Hei Perek Vav and Kuntra Sveikis. So the Kuntra Sveikis offers another teretz based on the Taisus that we mentioned earlier. Taisus, as we said, explains the Sheet of Rebbeisi is not that he has a Suffolk Kuda Paskin-like. Do we Paskin like the Mandar Mertfois Lashon Rishon, or do we Paskin like the Mandar Mertfois Lashon Achron? Rather, when a person says two different Lashonis, it's as if he said them both simultaneously. In such a case, if it's not possible to explain them as one, they're contradictory one to another, the halacha is, it's a suffix, it's an intrinsic suffix. Minei ubei. There's no way to define what he said. And therefore, it's not an inyan of a plukta derabbas. It's not a suffix based on a machloikis. We just don't know how to paskin. Rather, it's a suffix be'etzem. And therefore, in such a case, we're going to go Basar Cheskes Marakama, and we'll say that Karka B'Cheskes Balea Kayemes, and therefore he'll win any Safik, even if the Seicher already lived there. Normally, a regular case of machloikis apoyskim, like Rabban Rav Yosef and Baba Basra Daf Lamed Beis, Cheskes Morakam is not going to play a role because the Chazak is not going to tell us what the halacha is. But the suffix, according to Rav Yosef over here, is not a suffix. What's the halacha? Do we say tefois lashon rishon or do we say tefois lashon achron? Rather, the lashon is a lashon suffix betzim. It's not a shiloh to paskin like. It's an intrinsic suffix. Therefore, in such a case, the Cheskes Morakam of the Balakarka will define what was meant during the transaction, and therefore, if Nachman holds in such a case, we'll go Bosar Cheskes Marakama and have the entire one by the Balakarka. The only time we're not going to go Bosar Cheskes Marakama by a Pluk to the Rabbis and we'll say you go Bosar Muchzik is because Chazaka can never affect a Suffolk Lahalacha had a Paskin. Chazaka has nothing to do with it. But when we can say that the question is based on a Metzius, we don't know what was meant. We need to define the transaction. In such a case, the Chazaka of the Marakama can define what was meant between the Seichar and the Masker, and therefore the Kaka B'chesk Pelea Kayemis will say that the Masker wins in the Suffolk. Now, one more point that needs to be examined, L'chayra. We have to understand what really is the Machloikis from Nachum and Shmuel. Why does Shmuel say that we go bust with the Muchzik, whoever's Muchzik that time, if the Din Torah started before the 13th month, the Masker wins? If the entire started after the Seichar lived there, the Seichar will win, go Basra Muchzik, and Rav Nachman says you always go Basra Karka B'chesk Spaleo, and the Masker wins no matter what point the entire happened. So we explain Shitas Rashi is L'chayra. Rav Nachman and Shmuel are arguing at what point do we consider the Suffolk to have started. According to Shmuel, the Suffolk is considered to have started at the point of the entire. Therefore, if they start downing it in Torah before the Seichar went in to the 13th month, then the Masker is the Muchzik. If they start their Din Torah after the Masker let the Seichar stay there for the 13th month, then the Seichar is the Muchzik. If it's in the middle, then they're both Muchzik and Yachlaikum. According to Rav Nachman, the Suffolk is there. It started even before they came to Din Torah. The Mela, that the Seicher stayed there for the 13th month was as if he went there after the Suffolk was already raised, and therefore the Masker is going to win based on his Cheskes Marakama. However, there are other approaches in the Rishonim to explain this Machlokes. Taisus Nafavim Beis Asakasha. Over here, the Gemara comes out, the Maskana of the Sugi, the way Taisus understands, that Tukvay Kayin might seem Yodah. If somebody grabs something that there is a Suffolk about, Reuven and Shimon are arguing about something, and Shimon goes and grabs it away from Reuven, the Gemara's maskana is that Bezin will force Shimon to give it back to Reuven, even though Reuven has it only misafik as well. Ask Taisus over there, why does Shmuel then say by our Gemara that if the Seicher stayed there for the 13th month and then the Masker came along and was tevei money for rent for the 13th month, the Seicher is considered a muchzik and he doesn't have to pay the Masker? There it's a tfisa and a safik as well. Why don't we say the Mitzin Miyada, we make the Seicher pay according to Shmuel? There's a Suffolk. The Seicher was typhus. By living there, he was typhus Misafik. And we say that he's Potter because he's a Muchzik. Why? Why do we say that by Takfei Kayin and the Sugi and the Avavim and Beis, that if somebody's typhus Misafik, do we make him pay? Do we make him give it back to the person he took it from? So Taisa's answer is there's a difference. The Gemara of Takfei Kayin, he wasn't typhus at Beheter, he just grabbed it without permission. Whereas in our sugya, the masker allowed the seicher to go there. It was a tfisa brashus. In a tfisa brashus, the halacha is ein moitzin miyadai. And the Mukyesev says as well that tfisa brashus is going to be the halacha if somebody did that, he was tefis with permission, even though it was a suffix, the halacha is that ein moitzin miyadai. However, the Mukyesev points out that's only by metalvul. By karka, Nachman says that Karka B'cheskes by Le'a Kayemes, the Mukhi Yosef understands that the Tfisa on a Karka is not such a powerful Tfisa. It stays in the Rishus of the Masker. Memela, Rav Nachman holds that even with Tfisa B'Rishus, the Suffolk will always go L'Toivas HaMasker. So that's already a second understanding in how do we learn the Machlaikis of Nachman and Shmuel. According to Rashi, the Machlaikis is when do we start considering the Suffolk to have taken place by the Din Torah when they argue with Pile, or since it's a Suffolk Be'etzim, it's a real Suffolk, what was meant, so the second, the 13th month starts and the Seichar lives there, that's already considered that the Suffolk started and we can invoke the Cheskes Marakama of the Bailam. The Mok Yosef learns the Machlokes of Nachman and Shmuel is whether we say by Karka that Tfisa Bershos helps. Normally, Tfisa doesn't help. If it's Bershos, it does help. The question is, by Karka considered a serious enough Tfisa to help, and it should be considered a Tfisa Bershos. According to Rav Nachman, it doesn't help. Karka b'cheskes b'alei meant this, it's not a serious Tfisa. According to Shmuel, it's a serious tfisa, and therefore, if the masker came to be tavei the seicher after the 13th month, the seicher will remain a muchzik, and he won't have to pay. The Rosh and Navov has a different approach in understanding this machloikis between Shmuel and Rav Nachman. The Rosh also is bothered by the seeming stira and sugis on Navov, when basically comes in the tuk v'koin, if someone makes a tfisa, something there's a suffix, it doesn't help, and he has to return what he grabbed. And there are other gemaras that smashma, that if somebody is typhus, something misafik, he doesn't have to return it. So the Rosh explains, it makes a difference whether it's a tainus shema that comes along with the tefisa or a tainus bari. In the case of Tukva Kayan, the person who grabbed the bechor, it doesn't know for sure if it's a bechor or not. The Kayan grabs it, he's saying it might be bechor, so therefore I want to take it. A tainus shema doesn't give kayach to a tefisa to work, and therefore he has to give it back. If a tefisa by a sofik is done with a tainus bari, that gives enough strength to the tefisa that he doesn't have to give it back. Now, the Rosh explains, since a tefisa with a tainus shema doesn't allow the person who grabbed the typhus to keep it, that's how we can easily understand our Gemara, where he rented it for 12 zehuvim for a year, dinner chaydesh, and it's a sofik, we say twice lashon shem, twice lashon achrayin. Rav Nachman says, Karka b'cheskes b'alei meant this, and therefore, even if the seicher lived there for 13 months, and the masker's tevei, the 13th month of rent, the seicher has to pay. Aye, the seicher was typhus. There's a tfisa and a suffix. Why do we say that the seicher has to pay? So the Rosh says, according to what I'm understanding, it's very good. Since the seicher himself was only a shema, he grabbed it misafik. He can't know for sure that the definition of the schiris was a yearly schiris and a monthly schiris. It's a suffix batsim. So therefore, his tfisa will not help and he'll have to pay the rent for the 13th month. And the Rosh then says, even according to Shmuel, that says that if the masker came to be tevei the seicher at the end of the 13th month, that the seicher is muchzik, he doesn't have to pay, it's not because the tfisa helps, says the Rosh. Rather, since the masker didn't bother to be tevei from the seicher rent money until the end of the 13th month, it's muchach, he's moided to the seicher that his intention was to make it a yearly rental and not a monthly rental, and therefore, he changed his mind now, but originally it was a yearly rental, and therefore, Shmuel says, the seicher doesn't have to pay. It's not a halacha in Hilchas Sveikis that Shmuel says you don't go baser the Murakama of the Bala Karka. Of course you don't. Of course it's considered a tefisa on a suffix where the typhus, if he's a shema, cannot keep what he was typhus. He'll have to pay. Just since here is a haidah from the maskers at Das Baldin that he didn't intend on charging him for the 13th month, as it was a yearly rental, therefore we say that the seicher doesn't have to pay. It's a shailin umdana whether there's a clear mechila or not. But otherwise, in Hilchas Sveikis and Hilchas Tfisa, there's no machlekes of Nachman and Shmuel. Now, something that needs a bit of a beer. Actually, Taisus in Baba Master Daf Kafei Amad Aleph brings this down, this mahalach that the Rosh says, and he asks if that's the case that because of the haidah, that's why Shmuel holds that the seicher doesn't have to pay if the masker came at the end of the 13th month. But otherwise, we'll say that the seicher definitely has to pay. Then why does Shmuel say that if the masker came in middle of the 13th month, we say achleiku? If there's no clear haidah, so then he for sure should have to pay for the entire month without a suffix. Why is there any suffix that if he comes in the middle of the month, Shmuel says achleiku? Either there's a haidah or there's no haidah. If there's no haidah, he should pay for the whole month. And if there's haidah, he should be potter for paying for the entire month as well. So Taisus there says, it's a suffix haidah, it's not clear, so therefore, since it's a suffix, we'll say achleiku. Al-Kapanen, there are several approaches to understand the machlekes, Rav Nachman and Shmuel and our sugi. If somebody wants to take a look in the Sefer Horis with Siyunim, he has a very nice write-up going through these different shittas and mahalchim and the Rishonim rings. Other mahalchim to explain the machlekes of Nachman and Shmuel. Let's go further. The Gemara, towards the end of the Amud, says, Bominei, Mirabiyanai, the Bnei Shivash, Mirabiyanai, if the Seicher says, I paid the rent, And the master says, I never got any rent from you. You didn't pay me. Who has to prove whether the rent was paid or not? Does the Seichel have to prove that he paid, or does the master have to prove that he wasn't paid? The Gemara says, what kind of shail is that? If it's Teich Zman, if it's within the time that he has to pay the rent, let's say the rent is due on the 30th of the month, and it's the 20th of the month, if it's Teich Zman, of course the Seichel is not Neman. He wouldn't pay early. And if it's past the date that he had to pay, if it's past the due date, of course the Seichel will be Neman. The Masker won't be Neman. The Masker has to bring a Raya. We assume he did pay. And the Gemara brings a Raya from a Mishnah by Pinyin Aben, that if the father of the Bechar died within 30 days, is Becheska Shlei Nifta until the family can bring a Raya that the Bechar was Nifta. If the father died after 30 days, it's Becheska Shanifta until the Kayin could prove that the Bechar wasn't Nifta. So what's the case? What's the Gemara's Shaila? So the Gemara says, oh, the Suffolk is on the actual day that the rent is due. Do we say that a person pays normally right away on the day that he has to pay? Or do we say that it's not such a davar pashit, it's not such a simple thing to take for granted that he paid the day it was due, and therefore, on that day, if the Seicher and Masker are arguing whether he was paid up, the Seicher says, I paid you in the morning, the Masker says he didn't, do we say over there that it's Becheskes Shenasan? So the Gemara proves. Rabbi Yechon brings from the Mishnah that Seicher Bezman Nishba Benoitel, if a worker comes the day that he finished working, and he's Tevea the money from his Baal Abayis, who hired him to do work, and the Baal Abayis says, I paid you, the Seicher says, you never paid me, it says that the Seicher is Nishba Benoitel. The Chacham made a takana that a Seicher can swear that he didn't get paid, and he can force the Baal Abayis to pay him. Normally, the Nitba, the person who's being asked to pay, is Nishba and becomes Potter. However, the Chacham made a takana that by a Seicher, the Baal Abayis Nishba Benoitel, the reason is because he's tired with Pilev. He's busy getting money, his workers, he wants to make sure to pay them, make sure the work is done, and therefore he thinks that he paid one pile while in fact he paid somebody else. He just made an innocent mistake, and therefore the Chum gave a shvua to the Sacher that he can swear and be Nishba Benoitel and get the money against the will of the Baal Abayis. So the Gemara says, only by a Sacher do we say that Rabbanan made a shvua that the Sacher is Nishba Benoitel. But anywhere else, since the Svar of Tarbi Pilev doesn't apply, will say that the Seicher, the one who's being Nitva, will be Putter by swearing Shavuos Heses, like any classical case where Reuven's Tevea Shimon, Shimon says, I paid you already, I don't owe you money. If he swears a Shavuos Heses, he'll be Putter. That's the Sugi of the Gemara. Now the Ritva asks Akasha, what's the Gemara's Raya from the fact that a Seicher is Nishba Benoitel? So we say a Svara, only by a Seicher, but anybody else, since the Svar of Tarbi Pilev doesn't apply, so therefore we'll say that whoever is being Nitva will swear and become Potter. Only by a Seicher did the Chacham make a takana that Teveya is Nishba Benoitel. Ask the Ritva, what's the Raya from Seicher? The reason Chacham had to make a special takana that the Seicher is Nishba Benoitel is because really the Svara would dictate that by Baal Abayis he for sure paid on time. There's an Isser of Baal Talin. So the default svara would be that the Baal Abayis is for sure a potter. The Chum came along and said, yeah, but there's a svara of Tarav Pailov, and therefore we're afraid that the Baal Abayis didn't pay the Seicher even though he meant to, and therefore the Seicher is Nishba Benoitel. But by the case of a Seicher of a house, where somebody's renting a house, why would you say he's under pressure to pay, and he for sure paid, and since there's no svar of Tarav Pailov, he's for sure going to be Potter as long as he swears the Shavuos Heses. Why would I assume he paid on time? As far as paying on time only applies to a Baal Abayis who hires Pilev. There's an Aver of Baal Talin. So without a Svar of Tarbi Pilev, the Baal Abayis would be Potter. Now that there's a Svar of Tarbi Pilev, we say that the Seicher is Nishba Benoitel. But by a regular Seicher and Masker where there's no Svar of Baal Talin, so even without the Svar of Tarbi Pilev, the Seicher didn't pay yet, why would he have to pay? So why would we assume that naturally the Seicher is Nishba V'Niftar? Why would we naturally assume he paid? He's in no rush. let us make it the takana that the masker is nishba benaitel as well. Akoponim, what's the raya from Socher? So the Ksaisen Simishin Yud Zayin Siv Kon Gimel answers that he disagrees with the Ritva's premise. The Ksais understands that in Schiras Batim, true by Schiras Karkois, there is no din of Baltolin, but Schiras Metaltolin and Behemoth, there is Baltolin. Likewise, as Ksais by a house, since it's Tolish Lubsav Chibri, since it was something that was originally Tolish, Mimela, it has a din, Ligabi, the din of Baltolin, as something that's Tolish, and therefore it's like Schiras Kalim, and there'd be the same Baltolin as well. Seicher is in the same rush as the Balabayis who hires Pailim to pay on time. And since there's no Svara of Tarim Pailim, we could assume that he naturally paid. That's the default Svara that the Seicher paid, and therefore, without the Svara of Tarim Pailim, we're going to say that he's going to be Nishbav and Niftar. And that's why the Gemara says the Seicher is Pater as long as he swears the Shavuos Hesses. Now, getting back to the Gemara originally, the Gemara said that that's for sure. Toichs Manoi, the Seicher didn't pay. Why would you assume he paid? Just like I paid Yonah Ben, one doesn't pay early. Likewise, by Seicher, he didn't pay early. Now, there is a Gemara in Baba Basra that fades, Machlaikis Abayin Rish Lakish. Do we say that if somebody says that he paid, Toichs Manoi, is it believed or not? According to Rish Lakish, the rule is Eino the Perechai with Toichs Manoi. There's an umdin, a person doesn't pay earlier than he has to. Therefore, if somebody time is he paid Teich's money, he's not Neman. According to Abaya, Ovid Nishtapar, it is a normal thing for a person to pay early, and therefore if somebody says he paid Teich's money, he will be Neman. Asks Taisvis, Bishlam, according to Rish Lakish, our sugya makes very good sense. The Seicher doesn't pay Teich's money, a person doesn't pay early, just like by opinion of Ben, a person doesn't pay early. But according to Abaya, that a person does pay early, and a person can't say, Parati Teich's money, I paid before the due date. So how would Abaya answer the Mishnah that Becheskes Shloi Nifta, that he definitely didn't pay Pidyon HaBen early? Why would we say that? The person does pay early, according to Abaya. So Taisus answers, the reason a person is going to pay a Chayiv sometimes early, because he's not interested in being bothered later on. He has the money now, he'll just pay up. By Pidyon HaBen, what's the chash that someone's going to come bother him? No Kayin can bother the father of the Ben, because if Kayin Aleph comes to the father, he'll say, I'm not planning on giving you, I want to give Kayin Beis. And if Kayin Beis comes to the father, he'll say, I plan on giving it to Kayin Gimel. Nobody has a right to be Teveya, and therefore, there's no chshash of Keichet Leilitchidon, there's no such a chshash in the father's mind. It'll be pressed later, somebody's going to put pressure on him, therefore, there's no reason for him to pay early. However, asks Taisvis, if that's the case, if that's a Bayis Svara, that by Pidyon HaBen, there's no chshash, Keichet Leilitchidon, he doesn't have to be concerned somebody's going to bother him, then how could the Gemara then bring a raya over here from Pidyon HaBen, that just like by Pidyon HaBen, the father's Becheskes Shlei Nosan, to a case of a Seicher, that he's also Becheskes Shlei Nosan, if it's within the time, before the due date, what's the comparison to Pidyon HaBen? By Pidyon HaBen, the reason he didn't pay early is because he has nothing to worry about. Nobody could ever bother him, so why would he pay early? Even if somebody comes shepherding him on the due date, he'll say, I'm giving it to somebody else, leave me alone. But by the Seicher and Masker, there's nobody else that can be Tevei the Seicher. Remela, the Seicher can't brush off the Masker by saying, you know, I don't want to pay you, I'll pay somebody else. The Masker is going to say, what do you mean? It's my house, you have to pay me. So, therefore, the Svara of Taisvis, that according to Abaye, we can understand why he holds, that by Pidyon HaBen, it's Becheskes Shlei Nosan, even though he normally holds a person does pay Teich's money, because by Pidyon HaBen he can brush him off. If that's the case, then how does the Gemara bring a raya from Pidyon HaBen to Seicher? By Pidyon HaBen, he's Becheskes Shlei Nosan because he can brush him off. Why would he pay early? But by Seicher and Masker, that's far, it doesn't apply. If that's the case, what's the raya from Pidyon HaBen that a Seicher doesn't pay early as well? So Taisa's answer is no. The real reason that we say that Becheskes Shlei Nifta, Seicher's Manoi, that we assume that a father doesn't pay for Pidyon HaBen early, for a different reason, not because he could brush him off. Rather, since if the child dies before 30 days, so Mele is never going to be Chayim. So why would the father pay early? He might be Potter. Therefore, Abaye says that by Chayiv, there's no way around it. He's going to have to pay, so a person pays early. But Pidyon HaBen, he might not wind up being Chayiv at all. Why would he pay early? And likewise, says Tosfos, by Schiris, the same svara applies. What happens if the house of the Seicher falls down? Or not only the house of the Seicher, even the house of the Masker. The Masker's house falls down. The Masker will be able to throw the Seicher out and say, you're not better than me. If I don't have a place to live, you'll have to leave the house that I rented to you. Therefore, the Seicher will never pay early, just like the opinion of Ben, because he might wind up paying for something that he's not getting. He might not wind up staying in the house, and therefore, a Seicher doesn't pay early as well. Now, parenthetically, we spoke about this already earlier on in the Perek. There's a tremendous chiddush here in Tosfos. Tosfos holds it over here, and Bava Basra, the Tanya, Beis as well, that if the house of the Masker falls down, he can have the Seicher move out. As the Masker says, you're not better than me. If I don't have a place to live in, so then I'm going to take the house for myself, and you'll have to find someplace else. Now, the Gemara says that on the previous daf, but that's only in a case where he rented it to him mistam, where he's there because of the takana that Chazal said, if you don't give a Seicher enough notice, he can stay there until the end of the season because he can't find a house with short notice. But if somebody rented a house for a specific period of time, then even if the house of the Masker falls down, the Masker cannot push the Seicher out and say, I need a place to live. It's a Memkar L'Yomi. The house belongs to the Seicher, and the Seicher cannot be pushed out by the Masker, even if the Masker is stuck on the street. Tosfos over here is mashman, in any case, the Masker can push out the Seicher, even if there is a specific time in the contract. Nevertheless, if the Masker doesn't have a place to live, he can push out the Seicher. That's against Kamat all the other Rishonim. Lahalacha, it's Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, like the other Rishonim, like Rashi and the Ramban, and many others, that if there is a contract for a specific amount of time, the Masker cannot push out the Seicher, even if the house of the Masker fell down. We explained this Machlaikis to be totally in what we spoke about, the Chakir, the Getter of Schiris, is it a Memkar L'Yomi, or is it just a Ischos Shimush? If it's a Memkar L'Yomi, of course the Masker can't push out the Seicher, he can't say, I'm taking the house for myself because I don't have what to use for my own house. The Maisi sold it to the Seicher until the end of the contract, therefore he has no rights to it, and the Seicher does not have to leave. If you learn, it's just a Schos Shimush, so really the Masker retained rights to the house, just he allows the Seicher to stay there. If there's an overriding Svara, the Masker intended to use the house for himself in such a case, so Mamela, that's not b'chal l'schiris, and the Masker could take the house away from the Seicher in the event that he needs it for himself. He takes precedence. That's Tosfos' Svara. This is comparable to what we spoke at earlier in the shir to explain the Machlaikis Rishayim, if there's Kinyan Chotzer for a Seicher. Is it a Memkar L'Yomi? It actually is the Seicher's, so to speak, and Memela, the Masker is not going to be Seicher Kinyan Chotzer. Or, no, it's just a Schos Shimush, but the Masker maintains the primary ownership, and therefore the Kinyan Chotzer would go to the Masker. It's a comparable idea. Of course, one can draw Chilukim if they want. Al Kopanim, there's Machlaikis, Tosfos, and most other Rishonim as to whether the Masker can throw the Seicher out if the Masker's house fell down. Now, according to the other Rishonim that argue with Tosfos, they say that the Masker cannot throw the Seicher out if the Masker's house fell down. So you have to understand how they're going to answer Tosfos' kasha. Why would the Seicher not pay early, according to Abaya? What chance does he have not to wind up paying the Schiris? L'chayr, according to Abaya, he should be happy to pay the Schiris early, k'yechad l'litchadom. Now, we could really say that Tosfos' other half of the Teretz works according to everybody. What happens if the Seicher's house falls down? In that case, he would have a strong argument not to have to pay for the Schiris, and therefore, he won't pay early. But really, there's another Mahalach in the Gemara that really changes the face of the sugya as well. There is another gersa in the Gemara. Rashi's gersa was that he's bringing a raya to schiras from the Mishnah by Pidyon HaBen. However, the Rambam has a different gersa. The guy brings it on the side. The gersa of the Rambam and the Rishayim that go with him is that the Gemara is bringing a brisa about schiras. That toich lamed, there's a chazaka, the Seicher did not pay. After lamed, there's a chazaka, the Seicher did pay. The Gemara says, b'chol not bring a raya from Pidyon HaBen. Now, what does Shleishim have to do with Schiris? The president can rent a house for a year, he can rent it out for 5 years. what's the idea of shleishim? So the Goyin says it's talking about astam schiris, which is the shleishim yoim. If he rented the house, bestama, he has to pay at the 30th day. Before day 30, it's mecheskas shalei nosan. After day 30, it's mecheskas shenosan. So there's no raya from binyan aben at all. It's a mefurish of rice like abeschiris. As we said, the Goyin and really the Shach as well explains the brisa to be talking about stam schiris, because otherwise day 30 has no relevance to schiris. A person can rent that house for a week, he can rent that house for 10 years. However, the Shach asks, according to that, Bishlam, according to the Rambam holds that by stam halva, the halacha is if somebody borrows money from his friend, he didn't mention a time when he has to pay back. Stam halva shleishim yoyim. You want a makis, that came on base. Now, do we say by stam halva also the rule is in the prayer chavetechs money? Do we say that if somebody wants to time that he paid back before 30 days, it's not believed, nobody pays early? Or do we say no, by a stam halva, we're not going to apply that rule. If he made up that he has 60 days to pay, so he didn't pay before day 60. But if he didn't make up anything, just there's a halacha that he can't be teveya within 30 days, that doesn't make it that he definitely didn't pay before day 30. No, a person could pay by stam halva terech zmani. There's a machlokes rishonim about that. According to the Rambam that holds, by stam halva in on the b'reichoi terech zmani, you could keep it till day 30, you definitely didn't pay early. So, then it makes sense. Just like by stam halva, he didn't pay early, a person waits till the last day to pay. So likewise, by Estam Schiris, where they didn't make up a time, according to the Rambam, there's a general rule. A person doesn't pay before the day he has to. Therefore, we could assume it's Becheske Shloi Nasan, because he doesn't have to pay till day 30. However, according to the Rishayim that argue, and many Rishayim argue on the Rambam, they hold that by Stam Halva, even though it's L'Shleishim Yoim, we don't say the rule of Einan Nebriya Chavetech Zmanoi. A person can, in fact, Tainai paid early because we didn't make up a time. So L'chayr by Stam Schiris also, why would we say that he's Becheske Shloi Nosan? Just like by a Chayv of Stam Alvo Shleishim Yoim, we say that he could pay early. It's a Taina, it's an accepted Taina of the Loiva that I paid early. We didn't make up a set time. I had a right to wait till day 30, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I did. If that's the case, by Stam Schiris, we should apply the same Sfar as well and say that although I could wait till day 30 to pay, doesn't necessarily mean that I did. Why do we say it's Becheska Shlei Nasa? So the Shach says maybe it's possible to be Mechalik between Stam Malva and Stam Schiris. He doesn't explain why. It could be this is Sfar to Mechalik. The Ksais explains L'chayra, what's the beer in the Shach, that the reason we say Enem Berichav Teich Zmanoi is not a Gzeres HaKosov. It's not a lamdus, it's a metzias, it's a minig. That's the way people are. It's machlaikis, reshlakish, and abaya, what the minig of people is, and we pass it in the Baruch HaVetech Zmane. By Estam Alvo, according to the Rishonim that argue on the Rambam, we don't say this svara because that's not the minig. People do pay early when it's a Estam Alvo. If Chazal are telling us in the Brayos that by Estam Schiris, people don't pay early, that's not a kasha. By Stam Alvo, people do pay early. By Stam Schiris, the minig is not to. Chazal are just telling us what the minig is. If the minig in one place we know is different, then Enachanami, that'll be the halacha in that place. All we're learning from this Brayson, from Rish Lakish, is what the minig is. By Halva, Lizman, the minig is people don't pay early. By Stam Alvo, it's a machlekes what the minig is. By Stam Schiris, the Brayson is telling us the minig is people don't pay early. So you can't ask a kasha, a minig on a minig. Whatever the minig is by Schiris, that's the minig, and that's what the Brisa teaches us. And whatever the minig is by Alva, that's what the minig is over there. Maybe you can't ask such a kasha. So answers the Ksais in Semen Shin Yud Zayin, Sif Kotten Beis.